B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Castillo, first base side of the rubber, from the windup. He pitches. Check swing. The appeal. The Rays win. Strike three, said Chris Guccione at first. And the Rays have evened up the 2020 World Series at one game apiece.
Rays Dodgers World Series is happening now, as we know. As a Red Sox fan, who are we supposed to be rooting for in this?
We talked
about it a little bit the other day with the Rays element.
Yeah.
But you say it's easy.
Yeah.
Okay, who?
Dodgers.
Okay, why?
Because they took your best player. They took one of your best pitchers. They're considered a big market team. Why? They spend. They just spent bank on Mookie, and you're a big market team. You had the highest payroll in baseball, what, three of the last 4 years here. I get back to that. I want them to go buy players. I don't want this nickel and dime fun little no starter 1 week. We'll do a little rotational thing through. We're not going to announce a starter. We only have two starters. I don't want to do that. I want five good starters. I'd like to go back to when Wade Miley was here. Remember when they had five starters and it was a joke?
Jeez, that's
even
weird.
Though they sucked?
I don't hear a lot of people saying, I want to go back to the Wade Miley.
At least they had five starters. I don't want to do what Tampa does.
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I do know what you're saying. And so I think that's a major part of the argument. I heard yesterday at the start of Felger and Maz basically wishing the earth to end so that he doesn't have to see either one of these two teams win the World Series.
That's a good take.
Which I laughed at.
It's a good take.
He hates both equally. He doesn't want either one to win. I think he's got like an anti-LA thing, which I love. He's had that thing for years.
And oh, God, that team that wins, with that stupid ballpark in Tampa and the Trump, that team's a World Series champ. That is bad for the sport.
So
he's
I
rooting for COVID, to lock down the entire series and they won't be able to finish it.
Breakout. Go red.
I heard something
go
along
red.
The lines of like, I root for COVID, but I don't want anyone to actually have any sickness or have any health issues.
Where's the game at? Texas?
I just want the COVID
spike.
Situation.
Spike it.
Just shut it down.
Yeah.
So,
lick doorknobs. Somebody do it.
But I would say I'm the opposite. I look at both of these teams and I want to root for both of them for different reasons. One, I want to root.
Way to get on that fence.
I want to root for the. Well, we're working our way through.
I know.
It, so.
I know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What? So is it not sitting on the fence when you say you hate both of them?
I mean, no, that's Maz. That's Maz.
And I'm
going to
arrive at a conclusion here. Okay. You know, the segment's a little more than 10 seconds. We're working our way through it.
Okay.
The Dodgers, to me, are a team that how they're built, I like. And I love Mookie Betts. And I want to see Mookie Betts win another championship. So I look at them and say, that's a big market team that spends their money. And they have gone all out in pursuit of winning. They've been there now three times. And they just keep going all out trying to get to the World Series and win it. And the aggressiveness of the Dodgers, not just in the last few years, but really like the last decade. I mean, they're the ones that took everybody off the Red Sox hands.
Oh my God,
when
Beckett.
It came to
yep.
Beckett
Crawford.
And Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford. Oh. They're like, yeah, sure, dump those on us.
Oh,
we're trying to
Gonzalez.
Do something here.
Oh.
So that is super aggressive. And I look at the Dodgers and say, that's how I want a team to be built, with stars and guys that can pitch and guys that can hit. And I want your team to always be spending money. I also don't know that it's been assembled in the best possible way, but I do love the money that they spend.
Seems like they're going for it. Right?
Yeah, they're going for it.
Got good frontline
that
pitchers.
That doesn't mean they've spent all their money wisely. It just means that they're going all out
yep.
for it.
It's sexy.
So I like the Dodgers and I like Betts, and I think that's a natural guy to root for. If you're a Red Sox fan, you love Mookie Betts, and who wouldn't want to see that guy win again? And he's been great for the Dodgers. Then there's the other part. Chaim Bloom has his fingerprints all over the Tampa Rays. And he was a big part of assembling the roster that they currently have. Not a part of every guy on that team, but a part of a good chunk of the roster. And he's now the Red Sox guy. And for better or worse, don't you want to see on some level his methods work as a way to reassure you that what he does here will work?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it make you feel better on some?
Sure,
maybe getting to the World Series is enough, but he's their guy.
It proves that he knows what he's doing. That's what it does. And he's got a plan.
And maybe he's already
He may not like
that.
The plan, but, you know, sort of has a plan, right?
But stylistically and the way I want – but here's the thing. I don't think the Tampa Bay Rays are the best thing for the sport of baseball.
They're not.
I just don't think they are.
See, the nice thing, the sexy thing you like about the Dodgers, like, I love the uniform. I love bats. They're flashy. That sport needs some pop, some flash to it. You want to watch a bunch of teams be like Tampa and go through that. How about your pitcher throws 27 pitches, next thing you know, you're getting them out of the game. I'll take the ball, please. Thank you. Nice inning and a half. Yeah. An inning and third, whatever the hell it was. No. No. Give me what the Dodgers have.
I mean, I think there are guys on the
when the Yankees
Rays
were good, when
roster.
St. Louis was good, when Texas was good, you know.
To like.
Big,
I mean,
big teams.
You know, I like Austin Meadows. I told you I think Arozarena could be a freaking star if this holds up and this isn't just a flash in the pan for him. I think he could be a great player. And even like Manuel Margot, like there's players there to really like in that lineup. But you look at the Dodgers lineup and you're like, yeah, give me that one.
Yes.
Give me that lineup. So ultimately, Zoe, I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
There you go.
I'm rooting for the Dodgers. Yeah. And what I would like for is for some of that great drafting and some player development and those great trades that Tampa has played out and made over the years, that to be a part of Chaim Bloom. And I think the Rays being here is enough for me. Okay, they don't suck. They've put together competitive teams. They can identify talent both in drafting and more so in trades. They've done right. a great job drafting and then trading and flipping guys. So,
and this isn't about rooting for LA. This is about rooting for the way a team is constructed in the sport. Okay, so get that clear.
And the style of game. I mean,
they don't like LA.
To me, the Dodgers are more our type of team here in Boston, what we've liked.
Yeah, they have what you had.
Is baseball better off with more teams like the Dodgers or more teams like the Rays?
Oh, God, Dodgers.
The Dodgers, and it's hands down not close.
More teams like the Rays, I won't want to watch the games ever. Ever.
So I'm rooting
I need
for
stars in a game.
I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
Artie, who are you rooting for?
I'm reluctantly rooting for the Rays for the reasons that Beto laid out. Give some hope that that methodology can work in Boston. I don't feel anything for the team personally. They don't inspire passion the way they play. The players are not particularly that interesting. I don't feel bad if Mookie doesn't win another World Series right away. He just won the World Series 2 years ago. I think Mookie Betts is going to be in position to win plenty of World Series and MVPs and everything else. Mookie's got enough going for him right now. He'll be fine. So I'll root for the Rays. It's kind of an anti-Dodgers thing. I don't have much of the whole, like, AL bias, but I'd rather see an AL team win it, I guess, in a vacuum. So there, you factor that in. Begrudgingly, sure, Rays, okay. And it does further the narrative that Tom Brady might be a warlock.
It's certainly possible.
Yeah, he's got some kind of juju going on with him.
I do like that angle.
Wherever he lives, teams win.
617-779-0985. Let's get to Tim in Norwood on this. Hey, Tim.
Timmy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sup, Zo?
Sup?
Hey, I'm calling here as a proud member of the Mount Rushmore of fans for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
That's it, just so you know, that's me, Dickie V, and both of the Nasty Boys.
I'm sorry, who are the Nasty Boys?
Oh, come on, Zo. Professional wrestlers, the Nasty Boys.
Yeah, I've been out of it for a while.
Yeah, come on, Zo.
Okay, so you got to give the Rays some love. Lowest payroll versus the highest payroll. You people have gone soft. Go, Rays, go. Feel the heat.
Feel the heat.
All right, callers today or something else.
Out of all, here's the other thing why I'm having trouble caring. The Stanley Cup felt real. They played enough of a season.
Yeah.
Lakers winning felt real. They played enough of a season. They played 60 games. Now, if you want to move to a 80-game schedule for Major League Baseball going forward, I'm all in. But until you do that, this doesn't really feel like a real season. It didn't feel like real. And even I will say 60 games is not enough.
I would say the playoffs though sort of worked. They've been okay.
They're fine.
I mean, when you go through baseball playoffs, there's enough games being played and games you have to win that it feels authentic enough.
Yeah, well, for once, the number of playoff games have more of a mathematically and statistically significant number versus the regular season.
Yep.
Always been the problem with baseball.
Do we feel like there's any teams that made it to the end? Certainly not the Dodgers, but any teams that made it deep into the playoffs that otherwise wouldn't have made it deep in the playoffs?
No.
I don't feel so either. I feel like they got the right teams in. The right teams made it in, and the right teams are, you know, the Dodgers for sure, their favorite. They're here. They're in the World Series, and the Rays, they've been here in this sort of spot before.
Yeah, I mean, baseball and or basketball and hockey, they played full seasons. The baseball did not. It's okay. I think they're still good. They got two of the best teams in baseball. They're playing in the World Series. That's fine.
Weren't the Astros below 500?
Below 500 for their 60 games? I don't know.
Yeah, but they're not in the World Series. It's not like they made it to the end.
Yeah, but they made
it in the playoffs.
They made it to the pennant series.
But wait, in the playoffs? I don't understand.
Saying who made deep runs in the playoffs.
Correct. Do we feel like we had teams that made it to the end that otherwise would not have been in it? They were 29-31 in the season, as you said. But
it's almost the end. Game 7 of the CS.
Yeah, but we've sort of seen that before, though, haven't we? Haven't we seen teams that are middle-of-the-road teams that get into the playoffs?
An 80-win team that goes to the pennant series?
Well, below 500.
Don't forget, you had expanded playoffs, though. Like, you had teams in that department that can pull off some
wins. Yeah, just all the more reason why it doesn't feel like the other ones felt.
Okay. All right.
Maybe you get half a trophy.
We'll
Less
get to more
flags around it.
More of your calls on this, the World Series, and also the Patriots. I see some Belichick Garoppolo stuff on here, but I do see some baseball calls.
That's good.
We'll get to them next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This is the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what?
Why?
Should call Reese.
For
see
what?
If he saw Steve Winwood live.
Let's see. I've seen Steve Winwood live.
Steve Winwood sounds a little too like
seen him.
Legit for Reese to be into.
Steve Winwood opened for Tom Petty at Fenway.
Oh my! See, God. That's a legit artist, you know, with a deep catalog. Reese is more like he wants to go see the Corey Hart, the Sunglasses at Night guy, and we get all excited for.
What's up?
All right, ready?
You on the air?
Am I on?
You are on the air.
Music question.
We're playing Steve Winwood, Valerie, right now.
Good. But not his best. Not his best.
What was his best?
Maybe The Finer Things.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Have you seen him live, Mike? Mike Reese,
by the way. I haven't. I was going to July, I want to say first, down in Mansfield, but then COVID happened.
So you had it planned. I mean, the guy's a freak.
Oh, you're the best, Mike Reese.
He was Steely Dan.
He was going to see him with Steely Dan.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent artist.
Has he seen Steely Dan?
Live, he's not as good, which interested me. You know, sometimes you gotta perform when you're called upon, right, Zo?
Absolutely. Hey, you went to that Jurassic thing by yourself, right? You drove through there yourself?
I have the kids with me, and I have pictures to prove it.
Okay. I love you, Mike.
You're the best, though. Love you.
I'll see you Sunday, animal. Freaking guy.
Calls
oh
to
my
God,
you hit, hit the pulse too.
Is becoming one of my more fun things on this show. I
he
love
knows
that.
It's coming too. That's why he answers.
I'm not going to get like sports out of him. I'm going to get some music out of him.
The radio guy in me wants the call to be placed through the board, but there's something really organic about that.
There's an element to that that I appreciate.
Yeah, me too.
Plus, Mike will have plausible deniability with his ESPN bosses. Why are you on a non-ESPN station.
I just picked up my phone.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
It was illegal.
This is a good one. Turn it up, T-Bone.
We're going down that rabbit hole again, aren't we? What's that weird website you guys go to? Like with the Earth, Wind, and Fire thing? Like the guy that doesn't sing it, but sings
it's called YouTube.
No, but there's that weird group. Like,
yeah, 617-779-0985.
Oh, I know why. I think Chaka Khan was on The Masked Singer. So the kids were asking me about, you know, who's Chaka Khan and how, you know, like, was she really, really popular? I'm like, kind of. I mean, a couple of songs, but I, you know, no offense, Chaka Khan. I think her best work was on a Steve Winwood song. You have it ready, T-Bone?
Oh, shut up.
She's in that?
She sings the background vocals.
Well, he's got some good jams.
This is a song.
This gets you going. It's got a good Friday jam.
You got to fast forward.
Think about it.
Like probably about 2 minutes in when they really bust it down.
Just let it play. We'll go to the calls and okay. You can let that play in the background.
Oh, that'd be great.
Danny in Bellingham. Take it away, Danny.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was wondering with the game coming up this Sunday, what you guys think that Belichick and Garoppolo text conversation might sound like.
Zero.
Oh, no, you liars. Zero.
Traffic.
Hey, Jimmy, looking forward to seeing you Sunday.
Nope. And even Bill did it. He did it earlier this week for All Access. You can see that tonight, Channel 4. Yeah, we love Jimmy. We've had Jimmy, and, you know, he just needed the play. The timing wasn't right, but we wish him well, but not on Sunday. Sunday. He's got to get Jimmy on Sunday. There ain't no grab ass on Sunday.
There'll be plenty of grab ass after the game.
I think before.
And before.
I think Bill's going to say him before. Let's get it over.
Seek him out.
Because you know why Bill does that too, probably, like one of some of those big ones. Let's get the pleasantries out of the way early.
Yeah.
So like, because he knows all the cameras are on, I'm gonna be hanging on. And I gotta. Did he shake his hand or not? Or
especially COVID. If he gets his, you know what, knocked in the dirt. He just wants to get off the field and, you know. You know the part I'm talking about, though, Beetle.
Nope.
All right, so Steve Winwood's vocals will drop out, and you'll just hear the background vocals, and that's Chaka Khan. Pretty sure. I'll double-check and look it up.
Okay. Don and Taunton on the World Series. Hi, Don.
Hey, I'm another huge Rays fan, and I can't imagine why you guys aren't on the Rays train yet.
I gave all the reasons why I don't love the Rays, but what else is there to understand?
Big bag of yuck.
How can they've got the best scouting in the game? They've got payroll at the basement. I mean, come on, guys!
You're bragging about payroll in the basement. I don't ever brag about that.
Killing the sport.
I don't. We don't pay the prices to go to Fenway Park to see a payroll in the basement. Last time I checked.
What's this team to spend?
Oh, let's go to the payroll in the basement. Yeah, no.
That's Chaka Khan right there. Listen. Oh. Oh, go ahead and bust it, girl. Mm.
To be fair, it's a 6-minute song. So.
So what?
This is a jam.
It's one of those sneaky good drum songs, Hardy.
Oh, my God.
Like Simple Minds. You go to that Simple Minds jam.
The production on that. Oof.
Yeah. And it's they just get after it from the get-go.
Mm.
So slow build.
I mean, she had hits of her own.
She did.
Oh,
I
my
just,
God. Through the fire.
I Feel For You. Oh, Ain't yeah. Nobody. Tell Me Something Good.
Ain't
right?
Nobody. Oh, that's Ain't Nobody's a jam.
That's with Rufus, I believe.
Yep.
Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Chaka. Chaka.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
You know who wrote I Feel For You?
No.
Prince.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a Prince song.
Yeah, I can
who won in a fight, Chaka Khan or Apollonia Katerra?
Oh, I go Apollonia.
She gets dirty. Take her cape off and just start scratching with her nails.
All right. Okay. Easy. It's your fantasies over there.
No.
Brockton and Chelsea. Is this right? Your name is Brockton, but you're in Chelsea.
Yeah, Brockton.
Okay.
I wonder how many Chelsea's live in Brockton.
How many Chelsea's live in Brockton? It's a great question.
Probably a lot.
Hey, Zoe Beetle, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Coming out of Chelsea. How are you guys? Happy Friday.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Hey, I got to talk about Mookie Betts. I think that is the best trade that the Red Sox have made in years. I tell you right now, Red Sox are going to get in the World Series next year. We're going to work on the farm system. It's all going to come together. Ron Renneke, MVP, best coach we've ever had.
Okay. Kevin and Braintree, save us.
I love that dirty water. Hey, gentlemen, listen. I have to say, I'm a little disappointed in Beetle and Zoe's take this morning. You guys are rooting for L.A.?
Not L.A. I clarified. Do you understand? We're not rooting for the city of L.A. We always want to beat L.A. I get that. We're rooting for the way the team is built.
My L.A. hatred is pretty much limited to the Lakers. I don't know that L.A. has a lot of that.
You don't like the Dodgers uniform?
Know, but the Lakers just won. The Lakers just won one. And what do we want to shove another? They're going to shove another one down our
throat?
They hate us now.
Like the legions of hardcore L.A. sports fans? They don't exist.
They're not even a thing.
Listen, the Rays. I don't even remember the last time the Rays have won. I know people don't like how the way they're obstructed with their pitch in the bullpen. I actually like it. I'm 26. I'm not an older gentleman, but I love baseball.
Okay.
And I don't want LA winning another championship. I don't care. This is Boston. I want Kershaw to poop down his left leg in Game 7, and I know it's going to happen. So.
Are you underwater somewhere?
There is some of that, though. Like Kershaw is one of like the great all-time frauds.
Get him back.
So good.
One ping only.
And then you get him in a big spot, and as he said, right down the leg. There is something to that. The Tampa Bay Rays, the team that invented the opener. You're going to root for that? Rock bottom payroll and openers?
I don't know. Be like Sean Connery, but kill the engines. We'll just drift by them.
Tony in Connecticut. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, how do you do? Two items. Number one, I'm 77 years old. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. Nobody's more diehard than me. But don't tell me that you're minus 100 games playing baseball. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. I don't care what you guys. I like you guys very much.
Oh, I agree with it. I agree with you.
Also, I do not want Cora back. He cheated. That's the lowest thing you could possibly do what you did. So don't tell me we want Cora and he's a manager. He's full of it. I don't even want to look at the guy. And we're diehard Red Sox fans. So, Beetle, I don't care how you guys think on this. I'm going to hang up, listen to you guys, but I don't want that cheater back whatsoever.
Yeah, he agrees with me on both points. He agrees. It doesn't feel like a real season.
The season was not a real season. No, I get that. I'm just saying the playoffs felt okay. They felt like it's a real intensity of a playoff game. That's
Fox does a nice job at it.
That's all I would say.
Fox does a nice job.
I feel like there's a good intensity to the baseball playoffs that has happened. The managerial part, I agree with him on. I don't want Cora back. We've been saying this for months. And I would say, Tony's saying he's 77 years old. He is very much in the baseball-watching demo.
He sounded younger. He sounded 60s.
He does not sound his age. He sounds much younger than his age. But he doesn't want Cora back.
Like John Henry. No. How old is John Henry? He's got to be late 70s, right? He's getting up there.
I don't think he's as old as you think.
Jeez, I'm in the 50s. He's got to be. He's got to be. I bet he's 77.
He is 71.
That's it?
He just turned 71.
Wow.
Told you.
I am surprised by that.
Not as old as you thought he was.
Hardy, are you surprised by that?
No, that sounds about right.
Hey, we've been railing on this for years like that.
So how old? Let's see.
What, Belichick's 67? He's like in Belichick's ballpark.
Yeah.
Wow.
71. Which means, how many years has it been since they bought the team? They bought the team in 01, 02?
20-some years.
He was like in his early 50s when they bought the team. He did not seem in his early 50s when they bought the team. But that is the case.
Wow.
That is the case. Let's get to read and react.
Hot.
We could do that coming up next. We also have a gift card to give away coming up at 11:50.
I like those.
And Phil Perry at noon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Name of not a better hero, go to be a Brit.
And react.
You an Isaac Bruce guy?
I am and I am. And I am.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Right.
How do you feel about this?
Go ahead, Zoe. No, go ahead,
Peter. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
To read and react we go.
Hey!
You always ready?
I'm ready.
Man, ready.
Read. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
React. Unbelievable.
The best.
Unbelievable.
Who knew that Bruce Arena calls in under a fake name to talk sports with us?
Last night, the Eagles made a comeback to beat the Giants 22-21. We've all seen the Daniel Jones run by now where he trips over the white line.
Yep. Turf monster got him.
Grass monster.
Do you see his players on his team laughing at him when they went to the sideline? It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Beatles says, it happens. It's a totally
it
normal
does.
Thing.
NFL Films has an entire reel of guys falling down without being tackled.
It falls down people like Dan Marino.
It's like NFL bloopers.
Me.
Right? It happens.
People aren't
happened
used to
Tom
running.
Brady.
Did it?
Didn't it happen to him on the...
Probably. It's happened to everybody.
On the Philly special?
The throwback. Yeah.
Yes.
Super Bowl. And then the Titans game where he hurt his knee.
That's right. All right. But this is the Spanish radio call.
La verdad que un gran jugador. Va por tierra otra vez, pero el engaño es con Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones se quiere ir. Se puede ir. Y se fue. No. El balón se cayó. Se tropezó. Vio la zona festiva y estaba celebrando.
They were laughing. They laughed.
They're gonna laugh at him.
El balón.
What can you do?
Do you, have the Giants?
Nothing you can do. Thank you to Mickey who sent this along.
Yeah.
Hey, Mickey.
He says, this is a tweet from Dan Schneider who said, while everyone is laughing at Daniel Jones for not finishing the run, he topped out at 21.23 miles per hour on that run. It is the fastest top speed by any quarterback on a run since 2018. And yes, that includes every run of Lamar Jackson's career.
I find that funny. Ha ha ha.
Tyreek Hill's top speed this year, 21.29 miles per hour. And again, Daniel Jones, 21.23. Flying. So fast. Wait,
what was Tyreek?
21.29. Yeah. He was nearly running.
Daniel Jones was faster than Tyreek Hill.
No, not faster. Nearly as fast. 21.29 is more than 21.23.
All right.
Three. Preseason standout, Osuski.
React.
Gunnar Olszewski.
Tyreek Hill fall down untouched, though?
No.
Going in the
run
with the ball?
He stood up. He was on his feet. He made it to the
end. Did you ever see a cheetah run?
Because you literally get points for one and not the other.
Yeah.
Just for what it's worth. Dolphins are on the bye week. They made the decision to go with Tua at quarterback going forward. So here's Ryan Fitzpatrick on hearing the news. Is this as he heard it? As the moment he found out or just he was asked about it? Well, we'll see what Ryan Fitzpatrick said.
My heart just hurt all day. It was heartbreaking for me. Flo kind of said what he said and said what he said to you guys as well. And that's the decision and the direction that the organization is going in. And obviously, we've talked in the past, how I'm the placeholder and this eventually was going to happen it was just a matter of kind of when, not if. And it broke my heart yesterday. And, it's a tough thing for me to hear and to now have to deal with, but I'm going to do my best with it.
So initially you were hurt by his words. That's what he's talking about. Flo.
It is odd.
Flo kind of said what he said to you guys as well, and that's the decision and the direction that the organization is going in. And
is he talking about that lady on those insurance commercials, Flo?
No,
Flo. Yes.
God, is she annoying, huh?
I don't mind Flo.
Not terrible. Progressive.
Here's more from Fitzpatrick.
This profession is interesting in that I basically got fired yesterday, and then my day of work today consisted of me in Zoom meetings listening to the guy that fired me, and then, you know, locked in a spaced out room, you know, with my replacement for 4 hours today. So there aren't a whole lot of jobs that are like that.
That is weird.
He is very, very upset about this.
Yeah, because it's not like, you know what? I just thought they would have wrote him until, like, he just hit rock bottom. Like, because you always have that 4 or 5 pick game type coming with him. And then when that happens, you pull the plug.
He's about to turn 38 years old. He's been with how many different teams now?
I feel bad for him because he said there's two teams I really, like, gave myself to, Buffalo and here. Like, I really felt those were my teams. And I put a lot into it.
And he's 7 teams?
Eight.
He's played for 8 different teams. And he's, I don't know, it's just like, you wouldn't expect the answer that he's given about it, but
it just doesn't seem like his Nick Foles moment is going to be coming now.
Here's the problem.
Now it's all done.
I don't think he sensed it, because it was kind of fun when Tua went in the game and he's leading the cheers. He's out on the field trying to get the crowd going for Tua. And then, holy crap, they're putting him in for me. Like, this was coming.
Yep.
Oh. Weird.
Breathe. Why did we trade this guy?
React.
Seahawks take on the Cardinals on Sunday night. Russell Wilson been lobbying for his team to sign Antonio Brown. Here's what he said.
Oh, obviously, there's been some situations where, you know, I think that he wished he didn't say certain things or this or that. But I think that
saying things, that's the least of what you should be worried about, Russell. But go ahead, a bit more.
You know, I think along the way, most of the conversation I've had with most of his former teammates and stuff like that said that, you know, he worked hard every day. He came ready. And I think he had a bad year or two there, a couple of years there where, you know, kind of it didn't go the way he wanted to.
What nonsense is he spewing?
What is he doing?
They're in. They're getting him.
Why are they talking about this?
I can speak those on us, you know, and how our culture is. I think, you know, with Coach Carroll, I think with the teammates that we have, the men that we have, and the growth, I think it's, if he does play football, I think this is a great place for, if he does play again, you know. I think this is a place that he'll grow a lot as a man, too, as well.
Oh, stop it.
You know what we did?
Stop. Russell Wilson, that's the same crap the Patriots have pulled for years.
Well, Coach Carroll's culture.
They don't change people or make people better.
Come on, Beetle. Coach Carroll's culture.
That doesn't work.
You know, we did with Coach Carroll's culture on a Thursday night prior to game.
We went
diving off stages with our shirts off. We thought we could fly on those nights.
You know, we're going to continue to, you know, try to help anybody who walks in this locker room, as you guys know.
Oh, that no, now they're helping people.
Hey, let me ask you, did they change Josh Gordon when he went there? That would have been my follow-up. Coach
Carroll. Like Josh Gordon?
Did the culture, you know, help Josh Gordon? I don't know. I'm wondering.
You think we'd ever done chicken fights in a mosh pit if Bill Parcells was ever head coach? Come on.
Yeah, break.
Deal with that the next day.
They're openly lobbying. That's what they're doing. That's why he's talking about it.
The
fans lobbying.
Giselle couldn't fix him. He was sleeping on the inflatable air mattress there in the yoga studio.
Driving a Bentley.
All the yoga in the world with Giselle couldn't make it better.
How you feeling, honey?
Everybody needs second chance.
I need a real bed. That's how I'm feeling.
Breathe.
Thursday on NFL Network. Shut the f*** up, asshole.
React.
Finally. Oh,
I'm so mad.
Steelers play the Titans this weekend.
Here we go.
Mike Tomlin on the marquee matchup.
We respect it. We were playing them in their home venue. We're humbled and excited to be in these 5-star matchups, man. And we will show that appreciation by how we prepare, and hopefully ultimately by how we play as we move into the weekend. I'll open it up for questions.
Play with his brother. Great guy. Pretty much same way as him.
I got no problem with that.
We're
going to show how much we respect the situation by the way we prepare and hopefully play.
Into the weekend.
Good, really good answer.
Into the weekend. Yep. 5-star matchup.
Not even an answer, but great statement.
We are humbled to be in this 5-star matchup. We will go there and execute.
We're going to show respect for this game by playing our ass off.
That's right.
Great.
What the hell more do you want?
I'm Steelers are badass right now.
I'm glad you made that. I still think the Titans are
They're rolling, man.
Yeah.
Read.
I fell down outside because it's fall. And I smell pumpkins in here.
React.
Pumpkins, not pumpkins.
Pumpkin. And then I went to the library.
Let's get me out of here.
They have pumpkins outside of the library.
Let me just get you out of here.
I'm kidding.
What's your problem?
Being mean.
You got two more hours.
Bill Perry is going to join us at noon. What do I have next? Is that what you're asking? We're giving away a gift card to the playwright. That's coming up next. Stick around for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Szolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Where's the giveaway?
What do you
mean? I don't have the giveaway.
Maybe I got it.
Do you have it?
Caller 10 to the contest line, 617.
We don't know that. Hold on.
Oh.
Nope. I got it.
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
What do you want to give away? Should we give away something else?
I don't have it.
I'll give away... Give away a hat.
I don't have it. You give away a hat?
I'm going to give away a Twisted Tea cowboy hat.
The cowboy hat?
Huh.
Really?
Oh, he's going to get it. He's going to show it on camera.
He's going
to
go through.
Great.
Right now, caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card to the Playwright, 658 East Broadway in South Boston. Join them for the football game on Sunday, and check out their lunch and dinner menus at theplaywrightbar.com. But call our 10 right now. You'll be well on your way with a $100 gift card. Call the contest line. That's the one you got to call, 617-931-0985. Nice hat, so.
Nice hack. Cowboy hat. Twisted Tea cowboy hat. Hey there, partner. How about a Twisted Tea?
Nah, I don't know that that's officially included in the prize after all.
I give us away, right, JT? For Winovich Twisted Tea Thursdays? People like it. Big hit. People love the Winovich interview.
It's a great interview.
Yeah? Yeah, there we go. Woo! Now hey there, pictures. Where's my horse?
Now he's taking pictures. Theory presented to us from Anthony. Anthony in Foxborough emailed in. It said, good morning. Is it possible that Gilmore could have been talking about you guys in his tweet?
Nope.
Oh. He is on your show, and maybe he's a closet Zoe and Beetle listener.
I don't think so.
And he is, and how do you know? And he in the past has listened to you guys praise him. And then this week, maybe even just yesterday, listened to you guys say he's on the older side of the cornerback lifespan. And he's not worth the money. And the younger cornerbacks, the guys that got paid, right? We mentioned the contracts for Jalen Ramsey,
sure,
et cetera. So he said, Maybe he's talking about us.
Maybe it's our fault.
I blame Jones.
Jones asked him the question the other day.
Jones asked him two very good questions.
What was the other one other than were you with Cam on the Friday night?
Well, there was just a follow-up on that.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
What was the follow-up?
Are you sure you don't want to tell us where you were? No, I mean, it was... We could go back and listen to it, but he followed up on it briefly.
Did he seem upset?
It was something like he said, no, I just don't want to talk. He said, well, yeah, this is just a chance to, you know, clear it up as to whether or not you were doing anything, quote unquote, wrong or put yourself in any kind of, you know, were doing anything really irresponsible.
I heard his answer and it sounded like basically a confirmation to not want to talk about it.
Well, he definitely doesn't want to talk about it.
But how easy could it be to say, no, we weren't together.
It seems like this year there's been a lot of...
He's flushing the toilet again. These guys do these Wednesday interviews from the bathroom.
He flushed it on Jones. He didn't flush it on Hardy and me.
I don't think he's the one flushing it at all. It's someone else in a stall.
I think he got up the move. Like the most.
Why would you take the call
yourself
in the bathroom?
It's not the first time.
You don't take calls? I love being on the phone in the bathroom.
We know.
I was on the phone in the bathroom one time. My legs fell asleep. You just sit there for a
while. Because you're sitting there so long.
So long that you can't get up. Like, I can't get up. Yep.
So I heard his answer, and I'm like, oh, well, how easy would it be to just say, no, we weren't together. That didn't happen. No, there was no
doubt. Those guys are multitasking. They only get like a half hour lunch.
Because if it wasn't true, if there was no truth to it, they could easily say, no, there's no truth to that.
Right.
The Friday before the Chiefs game, there have been reports that have been pushed back on that you and Stefon, you and Cam Newton, rather, were together prior to that game, whether it was a dinner in, a dinner out, whether it was a hangout. Were you guys together at all on that Friday outside of the facility, away from the facility?
I don't want to get into that. Just, you know, it's done. It's over with.
It's done. It's over with. You could, if it weren't true, if it didn't happen, you say,
no,
well,
we
weren't together. Those reports are inaccurate, but let's focus on this week's game. Can we talk more about that? I'm sort of over talking about that.
Yeah.
But you do get why people are interested, right? Just because if you were together and there's been a bit of an outbreak with the team, that may, not that you guys were doing anything wrong, just that may explain sort of the contact tracing, like sort of explain where it came from, because we know Cam was first.
I'll bail you out.
There's you getting nervous over there.
Yeah, I'm just saying it doesn't matter right now. It's, you know, it's, we pass it.
Ed Jones.
Stuff we all do, right? I mean, it's all stuff we all do, Stefon. Don't.
I'm about to eat right now. I'm sitting at a table of 16 people. I don't even know. That's what I'm doing.
Four.
We're all sharing an app.
Dip. Blooming onion. Ooh, I'll tell you what. Outback night.
Salsa and chips where Zoe's double dipping his chip.
I like the bars where you get the buckets of the bar nuts and the and you get in like, who's that in a Black Mass? Johnny Depp. You're going to lick your fingers?
Oh.
Yeah, disgusting.
I go Olive Garden that family style. I said with family, it's not even mine.
I don't.
You would.
They do have a Spirit Halloween store right next to that at the Patriot Place.
Sounds like you got a busy Saturday ahead of you.
Yeah.
Patrick's
going to be great.
Patrick's in L.A. Before we get to Phil Perry, what's up, Patrick?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I was just going to comment on the Rays versus the Dodgers. I lived in Tampa for 2 years, unfortunately, so I could speak to their fans as well. But out here, these bandwagon, you know, front-running fans, if they win a World Series, I'll throw myself in front of a train. They were nowhere to be found during the Atlanta series until they won Game 7. And then all of a sudden you saw the blue satin Dodger jackets out that looked like they just came out of the bag because the white writing, the white script looked like they had batteries attached to it. Brand new. And now they're just, it's all over. They won Game 1.
Yeah.
And they're already planning the parade route.
Bleached white. That's what it is. That's what it looks like. But I don't care about that. I don't care about the fan bases. I don't care about the fans. It's about a Red Sox thing. It's about Chaim Bloom. And by the way, Andrew Friedman runs the Dodgers, as we talked about yesterday. And Friedman is another Rays guy. Give me Friedman's version of baseball over the Tampa version of baseball. Friedman's version is use some of the things you learned in player development and in drafting, and then supplement that with a ton of cash. That's what the Red Sox were, I think, under Theo, or strive to be under Theo. And should continue to be. The caller earlier, Don, who wants to, let's be happy about the Rays because they have a rock-bottom payroll. That is not something to brag about. unless you're the executive that was told by an owner you have 10 cents to spend and you made it go a long way. Let's get to Phil Perry. He's standing by. He'll join us right after the update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.